Brave slugger Freddie Freeman turns 28 on Tuesday, and he and his teammates would celebrate in style against Gio Gonzalez and the Nets.
Smoked into left field, a base hit. Ozzie's going to score easily. Matt Kemp with a two-out RBI puts Atlanta in front, 1-0. Two on, nobody out. Freeman struck out his first time.
Fly ball hit hard to center. Taylor going back, looks up. That ball is gone. The birthday boy with his 26th home run, RBI 66, 67, and 68. It is 4-0.
Line drive, fair down the left field line for Enciarte. That's going to score. Camargo, Ender's got a double. And Atlanta gets a big two-out pick-me-up to take a 5-0 lead. Swing and a miss, which is cut on and missed.
Wow.
Five strikeouts for Tehran.
Ozzie Albies, 2-for-3. Fly ball deep to right field. Back toward the wall. Got a chance to go. Gone! Ozzie Albies, his third Major League home run. And it's 7-0.
The rookie goes 3-for-5 in the game with 3 runs scored. Atlanta wins 8-0. Julio Tehran fires 7 scoreless innings to get the win. He's beaten Washington 3 straight times, while Gio Gonzalez is winless in his last 7 starts against Atlanta. So Freddie Freeman brings in 28 with a bang on Tuesday. He goes 3-for-5 with the home run. He's batting .323 for the year.
I think the best present is getting the win and getting some hits, but Charlie slept till 11:45 today, so that's the best birthday present I could have got.
What is it on your birthday? This is your 7th consecutive birthday with a hit.
I don't know. It's always fun to try and get a birthday hit, but you know, I've had some success lately on the birthday, so hopefully it's not just the birthday. Hopefully we can have a birthday week this week.
Lately, 7 years. That's a stretch consistency there. But, you know, not just you at the plate. The rookies have been performing incredibly. I mean, extra base hits for all 3 of them. What can you say about what Ozzie, Swanson, Camargo are doing?
Yeah, they've been great. They've been playing together now for a little bit and getting comfortable and getting some ABs, constant ABs. And I think that's the best thing you can do is get consistent at-bats, and that's what they're doing. And they're starting to produce, getting extra base hits. Camargo with 2 doubles, Ozzie with a big home run, an RBI double for us, Dansby too. So, you know, it was a collective effort today.
And we can't talk about a shutout without obviously mentioning the pitching staff. Julio Tehran with 7 scoreless for you guys. The bullpen comes in, backs him up, shuts it down. I mean, that's the Julio that we know, the ace out there.
Yeah, definitely. And he was throwing 92, 95, so that's the old Julio. So it was great to see. You know, he's pumping strikes from inning number one, and he continued all the way through the 7 innings. And, you know, Luke came in and shut him down for 2 more innings. It was a great collective win.
Atlanta starter Julio Tehran was staked to the early lead in this one, and he knew what to do with it. Here's the Brave skipper, Brian Snitker.
You know, Julio's been pretty good here the last few times. He's got a lot of support. He's been really good, really efficient. Stuff's been really good. I mean, he's reaching back and getting a little extra when he needs to. Slider was really good, elevated. Every now, you know, good command of his fastball. It was good. It's good to see the guy swing the bats too.
And Freddie, 3 hits, home run on his birthday.
Yeah.
Again,
well, I mean, it's
on his birthday. Close to
yeah.
It.
Yeah. I'll tell him it is tomorrow, too.
Ozzie with the 3 hits.
Yeah, Ozzie looked real good. Yeah, you know, he's coming, man. He's doing really well, and it was a good ball game.
Talk about Freddie reaching, or Julio reaching back and getting a little bit. We saw some 94s, but
yeah.
How encouraging has the secondary stuff been for him lately?
Really good. I mean, they didn't swing at him real good tonight. I mean, he was quick, and like I say, that slider was really good, and he's breaking some swings and getting in a good spot, and so it's good to see.
Success against Gio, you make him throw 30 in the first inning, and then, you know, you get to him again.
Yeah, I mean, it's I don't know. I mean, he's having a really, really good year and throwing really well, and we just had some really good at-bats off of him. Just grinded through some at-bats and got his pitch count going a little bit, and Freddie had the big hit probably. It was good. It's good to see because, like I say, he's a really good pitcher, having a really good year.
I think it was Ozzie's first homer, left-handed.
I think you might be right, yeah. He did good. I mean, that kid's got some really good hands. I mean, and he's learning. He's making adjustments. You know, we keep running him out there, and he just keeps getting better as he's seeing a lot of these guys for the first time.
It's got to be satisfying that you guys are 5-3 at this park where you were 1-19 over the previous 2 seasons.
Yeah.
I mean, to get that mental thing out of there.
Yeah, it's and against a really, really good club. So that's good. I mean, it's nice that you come in here and play well because this is it's tough. It's tough to win here. This club is so deep and they have so many parts that are just, I mean, they're really a very talented team, and so it's good that, you know, you come in here and play well.
Ender tries to avoid that tag. Did he kind of just jam his wrist a little
bit?
Yeah,
no, he jammed his thumb, and it was just as soon as he did it, I was just scared me to death. But he tested strong. There's nothing, you know, he might be a little sore tomorrow. We'll check him out when he gets here. But those are the kind of things that, you know, that we've seen how many guys this year that slide into second, first, home, whatever. Those bases don't give. They're hard as a rock. And he's just very fortunate if he gets away with that with just a little bruise.
We talk about Julio's outing, but Luke Jackson comes in a really encouraging.
Yeah, it was really good. I mean, he'd been struggling a little bit. I think last time out he got through an inning, and that was a nice, efficient, good inning for Luke. I mean, like I say, that's good for his confidence. And he threw the ball well. Located again some breaking balls really well, and so that's nice for him to come in and give us those innings, because it just gives another added, you know, day to the rest of the guys. So that was nice.
Was he having some contact or vision issues? It looked like him and Kurt were having a hard time.
I don't know if it could be. I didn't ask, but that's very well possible that he couldn't see.
On the season, Julio Teheran now has a record of 11-11 with a 4.57 ERA.
Last month has been great, the way we all wanna see Julio pitching. You know, I think that I figured out and I make adjustment, and that's the way I like to feel. And today I show it. It was a really good game. I got everything working, and good thing that the guys give me one run. Always good when I start and we start with one run lead.
Awesome. 94s, 95, you were reaching back, get a little extra on you tonight?
Well, yeah, we're in the last the last month of the season, so I'm trying to get everything I have left, and I've been feeling pretty good. My arm feeling pretty good, so I kind of put a little bit extra whenever I needed to.
How about being these guys? You've been the last three times here this year, a place where you guys couldn't win the last couple of seasons.
Well,
to come here and do that.
Yeah, I've been feeling really good my last couple of outings here. We got the win, and every time I get here, and I like this park. I like the way the mound feels, you know, especially the plan that I bring every time with these guys, and I put it in the game, and every time it has been working.
Piggybacking off of what he said, seven shutout innings always feels really good, but for it to be against this lineup, how much more do you take away from that?
Well, it's important, you know, whenever you get to face the Nationals, they've been pretty good this year. They qualified to the postseason already, but I didn't thought about that. You know, just trying to come here and do whatever they can to win the game. And good thing that the guys, the offense was in point today. Kirk and I were on the same page like we always. It's fun whenever you got everything working. It's fun.
The Braves continue their series against the Nationals on Wednesday with rookie Luis Gohara on the mound.